Talking a little track and field, Austin, congrats. You punched your ticket for the Outdoor Championships, Marion, Indiana. I know following through the spring outdoor season, it wasn't easy. I mean, by no means. It's tough to get qualified, but you battled, and some tough meets, no question, but you got your ticket punched, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It took a lot longer than I expected, you know, battling with a lot of right-handed wins. Me being a lefty guy, I really kind of struggled some of those early meets, and I had a lot of really good technical days, but the wind just kind of took my discus, floated it down, and I was still struggling a little bit in the hammer. But you know, as the meets went on, I could definitely see a lot of improvement throughout the year, and I knew something big was coming, and it finally hit.
I take it that's one thing you look at a lot when you go to these meets is what's the weather, what's the weather forecast, especially the winds, because they are a factor, aren't they?
Oh yeah, the winds play a huge factor in the discus and javelin, especially. You know, whenever I can get a good left-handed crosswind, you know, that really perks my ears up and I'm ready to go. You know, when I see those righty winds, I know I can still throw good into them. It's just a little bit more difficult. You know, everything's got to be perfect. But yeah, the weather plays a big, big difference.
I tell you, on the men's side, there are quite a few throwers making the trip, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This year, you know, I think I was talking with Coach, you know, this is the first year in a while we've had, you know, quite a few guys that are multi-eventers. You know, I got myself doing two events. We got Connor Ashy doing two events. Nathan Baldwin doing two events. So, you know, it's we got a lot of guys who are ready to go.
I see. 20th in the discus and 22nd in the hammer. And so you're looking to, no question, go down there. Yeah, PRs. You're always looking for PRs, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, PRs would be great. You know, Coach talks about the biggest thing every time we go into meets, you know, win your flight, put some pressure on the next flight, and then hopefully you make it in. A lot of times, you know, if you can win out your flight, then you put yourself in the best position possible. So that's the goal, is just go down there and, you know, beat as many people out as I can. And then at the end of the day, if I make it in finals, I do.
So no question, you've had to still keep in shape even after you just had graduation, got through that and everything. You're still keeping yourself in shape for this national meet, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as the year goes on, you know, you start to think, okay, we're almost at the end. And then once you hit, now that I've hit that graduation mark and everything, now I'm like, you know, I can kind of relax. And then we find out I'm going national. So it's like, well, you know, now I got to really hit it again and get back to where I need to be. And you know, you don't get a lot of time in between those to, you know, figure things out. So it's got to be quick.
I know the GPAC, that conference, whether it be indoors or outdoors, is so important to all these schools, and didn't quite turn out as far as a team there. It didn't quite turn out that weekend over in Hastings, did it?
No, yeah. We struggled a little bit as a team, but honestly, you know, we did amazing. The GPAC is, I still believe, the hardest conference in the nation to date, and very well could be for the rest of time. But you know, there's a lot of really, really great schools, and it's really hard competition. And so if you can place, you know, in the top, you know, top five at GPAC, you're looking pretty good to place really high at nationals. I mean, it is a tough conference, and so, you know, it's definitely something to look forward to, and it keeps you prepared for that national meet when you're having hard competition, because it's hard competition at every meet we go to.
And it's always a big accomplishment, not only for you made the indoor national meet, but you make the outdoors. That's always on your list. I want to make both of them.
Yeah, exactly. This is my first year making both the indoor and the outdoor, the only year I've done it. But yeah, it's really been amazing, and I'm just super glad I got it done one final time, and I'm ready to go down there and, you know, give it all I got one last time.
And you think about it, is this the final time you're going to be throwing all together? Pretty much college is done. Is this the final time?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely put a lot of thought into it lately. You know, I can't remember a time, you know, probably since I was, you know, single digits, I've been doing, you know, sanctioned sports. So for me to be sitting here, you know, 20 years later and thinking, you know, this is the last time I'll be in a sanctioned event for, you know, for possibly forever, until, you know, I get into some old man leagues or, you know, unattached into some events, but we'll see. But yeah, this very well could be the final time I pick up a discus or a hammer.
Otherwise, summer months coming up, what's it look like? I know we've gone over and talked this a while back, but the job situation, what's going to be like this summer moving on?
Yeah, no, this summer I'll probably just be hanging around the Seward area, just getting a summer job, just getting by. This fall, I don't have a PE job or teaching job yet in the area, so I think I'm just going to be full-time subbing this fall and next spring, and then just wait my time until I find a good PE job that's a good fit for me, and we'll take it and run with it.
I think I've asked you this before. Would you like to stay pretty much in Nebraska, or does it matter? As long as find a job someplace in this country, I'll go.
I would like to stay in Nebraska. You know, if an opportunity presents itself somewhere else where maybe, you know, I'm interested in it, I would be okay with that. But for right now, I think, you know, just to kind of get my roots started, I think staying in Nebraska is probably for me.